Hallelujah. 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 God is good.
All the time.
Amen. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing has come my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. But you got to be in His will so your eyes can see. Would you turn to the book of Ephesians, please? And chapter 6. Is everybody there? In verse 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Let's speak it together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I want to say that again. Finally. You know, finally. Hello, wake up. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, be strong in the Lord to overcome the evil forces of deception that influence us. Grab hold of this, to the submission of darkness. That word submission was burning in my spirit today. Submission. You know, we look at all of these other areas of the words that coincide, but with the word submission, and we don't realize the depth of it. See, He says, be strong in the Lord so that you can overcome the evil forces of deception that influence us to submit to evil. Does everybody grab hold of this? Be strong in the Lord. Why? Because you can't do it. So there's an area where we must be strong in the Lord to overcome. Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might, not our own. See, it's not how much you know. It's how much of Him is in you. It's how much you are willing to exchange. Are you willing to exchange your will? That's called submission, isn't it? Every time you make an exchange, you're submitting. You're exchanging your will for His will, your desires for His desires, your eyes for His eyes, your heart for His heart. All of this is associated with exchange. And without exchange, there is no change. Everyone say that. Without exchange, there is no change. In fact, you will go backwards instead of forward. So He says, be strong in the Lord to overcome the evil forces of deception that influence us to the submission of darkness or submit to evil. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So your fight is not seen, it's unseen. You are being influenced to submit to darkness. You are being influenced to submit to rebellion. You are being influenced to change your submission. And He says, look, I'm going to help you with this. This is what you got to do. You got to get dressed with the full armor of God. So you're going to have to take up the whole armor and stand, therefore. Stand, in other words, means to submit, doesn't it? Stand for, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. So you may know truth, but if you're not practicing truth, then you're not exchanging. Because truth is always exchanging for the lie. Has everybody got it? See, you may know truth, but you're not using truth. So if you're not exchanging the lie for the truth, and the truth, has everybody got it? So we're getting dressed with the full armor of God. The full armor of God is not just a set of clothing. It's the armor that you and I can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. It is the guideline, is the requirements that you and I maintain and utilize to overcome the influence of evil. See, people just look at it as being dressed. No, if you're going to be dressed, you better be dressed with truth. That means you're using truth. That means you're exchanging every lie of the devil, every lie of your past, every lie that's been placed on you, every influence of evil. You are submitting to truth with its exchange. Amen? Does everybody got it? So we're going to use truth, right? We're going to use the truth to exchange for the lies and deception. So we're going to submit to truth. And in that, it says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, which that breastplate covers the heart. So when he's saying, look, when you make the exchange, you'll express righteousness. You'll have a thirst and a hunger to submit to righteousness and express righteousness. Righteousness is above good and evil. See, no longer is good content to you. No longer is good to you. Good to you now is associated with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Good is not good enough. Now there's a change. This is called righteousness. Righteousness is something the world does not know nor understand. It is a fruit. It is a fruit that is expressed through me and you because we're willing to exchange the truth for the lie. Let's go a little further. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel, that's about Christ, isn't it? So you, what you're doing is you're taking this because you begin to know Him in this gospel of peace. These are words of promise. These are words of promise. In the gospel, it's associated with covenant. And in this covenant, you have peace because you've exchanged truth for lies. Your desire now is righteousness above good. And so you're expressing righteousness. And now you are covered with the promises of God Almighty. And you can have peace. You ready for more? And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and then what does it say? Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all. Everyone say all. All. So if you're not quenching the fiery darts, you're not walking in faith. It says all. Oh, how did that one get through? Because you didn't have faith on that one. You had faith on that one, but you didn't have faith on that one. Remember, faith is spiritual sight. So you didn't see that one coming, but you saw that one coming. Hallelujah. That you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. What are the fiery darts? Those are the voice of the stranger that is trying to influence me and you to submit to evil and darkness so that there is an exchange. See, he tries to exchange truth for the lie. What do you think doubt is? It's a lie. So he tries to exchange belief for doubt. That's a fiery dart that's just penetrated. And when that is penetrated, you cannot express righteousness. Because you're going to express doubt. And doubt is not righteousness. It is a lie. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. That means the mind of Christ. And one of the things God requires for me and you is to be like-minded with him. He wants us to be like-minded. He wants us to think the way he thinks. That's why we have the mind of Christ. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's what we speak decrees. We are speaking eternal truths, which penetrate darkness. That's what the sword of the Spirit is. You decree spiritual truths, eternal truths, eternal word of God, which pierces darkness. And then it says, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. And that means making connection in prayer. Of course, we know that praying in the Spirit means praying in tongues. That's praying in the Spirit. That's the seventh part of the armor. It's amazing how many people don't utilize that gift when it's a part of this armor of God. Seven meaning complete and perfect, right? So you and I have a choice of submission, don't we? When we gather together, you can either be influenced with the word that says, you're tired, you're lonely, you're this, you're that, you're offended, you're angry, you're this, you're that. You can be you can submit to whatever you want. And the weaker you are, the more you'll submit to darkness. Because it says, be strong in the Lord. You can only overcome by being strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not your own. You can come in here and you can submit to the Spirit that says, come worship. Or you can submit to the devil that says, I'm too tired. I'll just pretend. See, submission is associated with sowing. Because if the enemy can get you to submit to sow to the flesh, he knows he has access to you. Because you will reap corruption. That's why the word says, seek me with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your strength, and you'll find me. Galatians 5. Oh, hallelujah. There is a fight of submission. Everyone say, there's a fight of submission. Your fight is always trying to fight for the submission of the things of God. Amen? That is a fight in itself. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Let's speak it together. I say then what? Walk in the Spirit. Now listen, walk is associated with submission. So if you're willing to submit and walk in. Now listen, he didn't say walk with the Spirit. He didn't say walk around the Spirit. Not walk according to the Spirit. He said walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. That means his presence, his will, his grace, what we might know as the anointing, his presence, power, and truth. I say, then walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, that you do not do the things that you wish, because what you wish, what the flesh wishes, is to submit to the flesh, to submit to deception, to submit to the lust, to submit. So that he says again, you've got to walk in the Spirit. That's the same thing as being strong in the Lord and the power of his might, walking in the Spirit. One of the things that's easily happens is people get deceived. What about anxiousness? People submit to anxiousness immediately. It blows me away. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. All right. Listen, I gave that prayer. He didn't answer me in 5 minutes. I'm out of here. Well, God didn't do this, and God didn't do that, and God, you know what? It means you didn't do this. Because what you submit to is what you'll serve. What you submit to is what you obey. And there's that fight of submission. But you don't understand my circumstances. I got bills to pay. Welcome to the earth. Are those bills more important than heaven? Oh, hallelujah. Just think of all the hours you worked if you would have put half of those hours into seeking God. I mean, I'm not even saying that you have to put half of those hours in. You understand that? But just think about it. Because, you know, what happens? So many people don't even start their day in prayer. And they wonder why they're submitting to the wrong thing. They wonder why the devil steals, kills, and destroys. And let me share something with you. You can start your day in prayer, but not submit. Oh, Lord, thank you very much. Bless my socks off. You know what I need, and to you be the glory. And go to work. I can tell you, nobody heard you. Nobody heard you. James 4. You know, I would rather be blessed by God than blessed by myself. Because what I bless myself with, I have to fight for, to maintain. What God blesses me with, He maintains. James 4, in verse 1, let's speak it together. We've read this plenty of times, so let's do it again. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Now listen, your members are associated with your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations. Has everybody got it? Then we have the members of the flesh, but see, it's the members of the soul that interpret and the flesh obeys. Is everybody with me? So it's the members associated with the soul. It says, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and do not obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And when you do ask, you don't receive because you ask it amiss that you're going to spend it on your pleasures. In other words, wrong submissions. Adulterers and adulteresses, do not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud. Well, the proud are those who submit to darkness. They submit to the influence of evil. That is called pride. They submit to the flesh. They submit to the will of the world. That is called pride. He says, but He gives grace to the humble. Why? Because the humble are submitting to God. And the word grace means God's plan, doesn't it? So they're submitting to God's plan. Look at the next verse. Therefore what? Submit to who? God. Resists the devil and he'll flee from you. So submit to God is associated with submitting to God's plan, His will, and His presence. Submitting. Submitting. Why? To overcome the submission of the world, which is lust, evil, and death. The members of the soul and the flesh. There's a war. Because the old man wants to submit back to the world. That's all it knows. That's all it knows. It's the new man that takes dominion over the old man. The old man will never change. Never. Everything here is about submission. When you submit to the will of God, when you submit to the grace of God, which is His plan, when you submit to His requirements, when you submit to His word, when you will overcome. Why? Because submitting to His things, His precepts, His statutes, His judgments, His will, His word, you will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not your own. You cannot overcome evil until you are submitted. It is impossible. You will be taken out every time. You'll be deceived. Things will be delayed. Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. The fight of submission. Man, there is a battle going on to submit to the right thing. Every day. Even while you sleep. Even in your dreams. The enemy is relentless. This is his place. This is his town. And this is his world. This is his. Everything around you is influencing you. It's pressing against you. Trying to get you to submit to the enemy. And he does that by getting you to reject or be prideful to things of God. I don't feel like doing that. So you're submitting to what you feel instead of what is his will. It will mislead you every time. See, if you submit to what you feel instead of what he requires, you cannot overcome the enemy. You cannot overcome the influence. It's impossible. Simply impossible. Oh, I've been a believer, and I just don't believe this stuff. Well, you're an unbelief then. That means you're doubtful. That means you're not submitting. So you're already promoting rebellion. That means you're rejecting what God is saying, and you're submitting to what the enemy is saying. In Ephesians 4:25, is everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the what? Give place to the devil. So, are you going to give place to the devil by submitting to him? Yes. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Why? That's all submission to what? The influence of evil. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Give place means submit. Do not submit. Don't give place. Don't submit to him. The fight of submission. It is constant with words, with thoughts. What are you submitting to? We must judge ourselves to what we're submitting to. If you're struggling and having fights all the time, it's because what you're submitting to is causing you to be weak. That's why he says, submit to God, then you can overcome. Why? Because when you're submitting to God, you're being strong in the Lord and the power of his might to overcome the influence. Luke 4. Luke 4 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. Then the devil, taking Jesus up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give to whomever I wish. He wasn't lying. Therefore, if you will what? Okay, you think that's submit? Therefore, if you will worship me or submit to me, all will be yours. So what you worship is what you submit to. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." In other words, you shall submit to the Lord your God, and only him you shall serve. Why? Because service is submission. The devil looks for submission in everyone. He tries to get everyone to submit to his way. In Romans 6, the fight of submission. Who am I going to submit to today? Me, myself, and I? Or the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Am I going to submit to fear, anger, rejection, bitterness, offense? Well, look at when you submit to those things, you cannot resist the devil because you're not submitting to God. See, the devil baits us to submit. Once he baits you to submit, then he knows he's got you. So you're going to either reject his bait and submit to God to resist him, or you're going to bite the bait and reject God and submit the devil. One or the other. There's a fight of submission. Romans 6, verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was what? Crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. So death is a choice, isn't it? So we must submit to that death. That's why it's called deny yourself. It's our responsibility to submit to that death. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. In other words, he died to the presence of evil that was influencing him to submit to it. So you and I must die to submission to the presence of evil. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should what? Obey it in its lusts or submit to it. See, obedience is associated with submission. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace, which is the plan of God. So if you're submitting to the plan of God, you are able to reject the plan of the devil. Go to Romans 7 while we're here. In verse 4. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law, to the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. In other words, we are submitting to the things of darkness, submitting to the desires and the lust, submitting to those passions of ungodliness. We are submitting to those things which was promoting the fruit of death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness. In other words, submit in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. To serve is to submit. To serve is to submit. Go to 1 John chapter 2. That's why the word tells us that in the latter days many will be fall from the faith, actually submitting to the deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. They'll be submitting to those things. In verse 18, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour." Antichrist. These are spirits, individuals who willfully serve darkness. They are submitting to darkness and promoting their own doctrines and desires to get individuals to submit to darkness so they cannot resist darkness. That's what Antichrist spirits do. They are influencers. They utilize people. They're through the radio. They're through the music. They're through television. It's associated with the prince of power of air. These are Antichrist spirits that are promoting pride. Has everybody got it? They're promoting pride, and pride is the rejection of submission to the will of God. It says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." I'm telling you something. Your submission is vitally important, especially now. Especially when it's a time of worship, where we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Because what will happen is the enemy loves to influence us with false desires. That false desire will cause you to submit to deception. Your fulfillment is in the presence of God. Your fulfillment is knowing that you are pleasing Him. If there's anything else that's fulfilling you besides that, you're out of order. There are things that are good. Has everybody got it? There are things that we learn or we complete. We go, all right, praise God, I completed that. That's a sense of fulfillment, but to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, because it's you that's allowed me to fulfill this and complete this and do the right thing. See, the word here, it says, the beginning of wisdom is to depart from evil. Well, you're going to either have the wisdom from above or beneath. The beginning of wisdom is to depart from evil. That means you are going to submit to God and resist the devil. You know, associations bring impartations. People are hanging around with people that are, they become good friends with unbelievers, or they begin to find out that their friends are not right. I spoke to a person one time, and they were struggling, and I said, well, what's what? And they were a believer, and somebody called them that was their friend. I said, well, what was going on with your friend? And they said, well, my friend was at a bar, and they needed a driver. I said, these were your friends? They said, yes, so I went to the bar. I ended up drinking and getting in trouble. I said, those are not your friends. Those are your enemies. See, associations will bring impartations. Those are not friends. They are friends of the world. People who reject God's will and submit to the will of the enemy is not a friend of yours. They're your enemy. And believe me, they'll turn on you. They may think you're your friend, But they'll eventually turn on you and they will manifest. Is everybody okay? In verse 20 it says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. Well, see, if you have the anointing of the Holy One and you know all things, that means that you must walk in the Spirit to know, which allows you to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might to overcome. You cannot make it by just going to Bible study in a service. You must have a prayer life. You must have a desire to make contact with the other side every day. You're not writing letters to Santa Claus anymore. It's time to grow up. It's time to walk in the maturity of Christ. It's time to let the things go of the world. Because who you submit to is what you become a slave to. 2 Corinthians 4. The fight of submission. You know, we talked about the other day about the curse of life being right there, floating right there. The curse of life. How easy it is to just grab hold of it. We want the blessing of life, not the curse of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Don't grow weary. Well, who told you that? I'm just weary. Well, who told you that? I'm lonely. Well, who told you that? I don't know how much longer I can put up with this. I don't know how long I can put up with you. That's all weariness. That's all the voice of the enemy. What's he trying to do? Influence through submission. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Why? Because they are not submitting to God. So they stay blinded. Believe me, there are people who are believers that are blind again. They call themselves believers, but they're really not followers. They're blinded again. Whose minds of God of this age has blinded, who do not believe. Okay, believe means to follow, right? That means that you must what? Submit. If you're a follower, you're submitting. If you're not a follower, you're not submitting. And you can't say you're believing because you're not following. Lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Look at this. We are hard pressed on every side. In other words, you are influenced, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Christ may also be manifested in our body. That means that you are pressed on every side. Listen, my brothers and sisters, the war is getting more difficult. the battles are harder and stronger. People are easily being taken out of position. They're looking for the easy way. There is no easy way. The Word tells us that the path is narrow and difficult. The other one that seems easy is deception. It is narrow and difficult. Not easy. That means that there's a battle. And for every battle, there's either a victory or a rescue. Some fall into defeat. There should be no defeat. None. There either is victory or rescue. No defeat. Defeat is not an option. Rescue is not defeat. When you are weak and you call for rescue, that's wisdom. Better to be taken out of the way than taken in darkness. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Let's speak it together. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If what? If indeed you what? Submit or what? Continue. Amen. If indeed you submit or continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. To continue is to submit. Submit to God, resist the devil. Chapter 3. You know, in this area of submission, we're either submitting to light or submitting to darkness. I want you to know that there is no more Republican nor no more Democrat. No more. It's over with. It's either left or right. It's either light or darkness. There is no more Republican or Democrat. People are shifting sides now. Those who are Democrats, who are conservatives and seeking the truth and wanting to submit to light are going to the Republican side. And those who are Republicans that are not submitting to the light and truth are going to the Democrat side. So there's no longer Democrat or Republican anymore. It's left or right. It's light or darkness. It has happened, it's here, and it's going to get stronger. No more Republican or Democrat. It's light or darkness. And the battle increases, and it's getting more and more forceful. Why? Because one is submitting to light, and one is submitting to darkness. There shouldn't be one preacher. Not one preacher should there be who is submitting to the truth of God Almighty be a part of the left. Not one preacher. If they are, then their agreements are according to the submission of evil, not the submission of righteousness. Anyone who proclaims to be a Christian should have no association with the submission to evil. Evil is abortions, the approval of abortion. Evil is associated with same-sex marriage. This is all the promotion of evil. This is the submission of evil, not the submission of God. God is love, not a murderer. God restores families. One man, one woman with offsprings. That's a family. And then there's the big family. The family of eternal family. Hallelujah. See, but we're producing offsprings. These are offsprings of righteousness. The other one produces offsprings of paganism. Has everybody got it? The association of submission to darkness will produce offspring of paganism. The submission of light will produce offsprings of righteousness in Christ. Colossians 3 and verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek means to what? Submit. Where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind, that means submit to, on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You died. You died. You're dead, but now you're alive in Christ. That means you're submitting to the light and the truth. You're no longer submitting to darkness. If you're submitting to darkness, you're alive in darkness. If you're submitting to light, you're alive in light. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears. Christ, who is our life. Christ, who is our life. That means you're living in the Spirit. You're living in Christ. He is now your life. You don't have a life. The only life you have is in Christ. He's not in your life. You're in His. That means you're submitting to His life so you can have life. Oh, glory. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. See, so you can only appear with Him as if you're in His life. Because you're submitting to His way. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetous, which is idolatry. Those are all submission to evil. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is in all and all. Seek means to submit. Set your mind means to submit. Put off means to submit to God and put off darkness. So we're either submitting or rejecting. We're either submitting or rejecting. That fight to submit, that fight of submission, is in every decision and everything you do every day. As soon as you get up in the morning, there's a fight of submission. What are you going to submit to? What are you going to submit to? Remember, submit to God, resist the devil. If you're not submitting to light, you can't resist darkness. It's impossible. You'll go around that cycle over and over and over. 1 Thessalonians 4. Don't give up. Giving up is submitting to darkness. verse 1. Let's speak it together. Finally then, brethren, we urge you and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know that what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from all sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor that can only be established through submission. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of or defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in what? But in what? Holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us the Holy Spirit. To walk means to submit. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. Second Thessalonians 2:9. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Sometimes you got to ask yourself, wait a minute, I'm not submitting to that fear. I'm not going to submit to that. I'm not going to submit to the rejection. I'm not going to submit to anger. I'm not. Why? Because if I submit to it, then I can't resist the devil. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be what? So they didn't submit to the love of the truth. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they may all be condemned who did not believe or follow the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Pleasure in unrighteousness. In other words, they were submitting to evil. Amen? Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10:23. Let's speak it together. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us hold fast. Hold fast is to what? Submit. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking. If you're not forsaking, in other words, he's saying submit. If you're not going to submit, then you're forsaking something, aren't you? The assembling of ourselves, in other words, he's saying submit to assemble, submit to assemble. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now look at the next. For if we what? Sin willfully. If we will our choice to submit to evil. If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer what? Remains a sacrifice for sin. In other words, if you choose to submit to the presence of evil, are you listening? If you choose to submit and do the act of evil, there is no longer a covering for us. There's no sacrifice. In other words, that's why he says, submit to God, resist the devil. Because if you don't submit to God, and if you commit the act, there is no more covering. No more covering. Again, if we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the Lord of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? People don't realize. They take things nonchalantly. Oh, I'm under grace. Well, grace is the will of God. It's the plan of God. See, you cannot use that grace as an excuse. Because if you say you're under grace, then you must be doing the will of God. You must be doing the plan of God. You must be submitting to the plan of God, or you're not under grace. It's real simple. That is not the doctrine of I'm saved by grace because I don't have to do anything and Jesus did it all is not Christ's doctrine. He did it all for you to get the plan. He prepared a plan ahead of time for me and you. He took our sins when we repented so we can access salvation. That's why he says you must work out your salvation. Why? You must submit. Listen, we wouldn't need the armor of God, would we? We wouldn't need the battle. We could just go out and do what we want to do. We could watch whatever we wanted to watch, listen to whatever we want to listen to, and touch whatever we wanted to touch. But that's not sanctification. He says that we're to be sanctified and holy, aren't we? That's why he says, come out from among them and don't touch those things that are clean. Then I'll be a father to you and you'll be my sons and daughters. So there's that area of that fight of submission on a daily basis with me and you. We must fight to submit. It's a battle. Amen? Everybody okay? Good. I'm going to close at Revelation 3. We're watching the whole world in the separation of submission to darkness and the submission to light. We're seeing it unfold before us. Even those who were proclaiming to be believers are now submitting to darkness. They are compromising. They're calling evil good. It's okay. See, they're not. Let me tell you, good and righteousness is two different things. People can produce good, but there's a difference of producing righteousness. You can only produce righteousness by eating of the tree of life. And by eating of the tree of life, that is submission. Eve submitted to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And look what happened to them. Everybody got thrown out of the hotel. It was Eve's resort, the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Revelation 3. The garden resort. Yes. Everybody got thrown out. So what they submitted to. Revelation 3:14. Let's read it together. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because I say I am rich, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and did not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. These individuals bless themselves. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire. Counsel means submit. See, when you ask for counsel, what you're trying to do is submit to God. People reject counsel. That means they rejected submission to God. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich in white garments, and that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Obviously, they became blind. Why? Because submission to darkness will bring blindness. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. In other words, turn away. Quit submitting to darkness. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Again, we are watching the submission. We are watching the separation. Much separation. There's a submission to the flesh and to self, proclaiming it to be good and evil. And it is good and evil, but it isn't righteousness. It's the practice of righteousness that allows us access to the eternal realm of Christ Jesus, walking in the Spirit and the power and the truth of Christ. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not our own. That what you submit to is what you become a slave to. Amen? Submit to God so you can resist the devil. Other than that, without submission, there is no resistance. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I ask, Lord, that you'll grant us the discernment as we submit to your light and your truth and your way. Grant us the discernment when the enemy begins to try to promote false submission to darkness. Lord, give us the strength and the power to say no to the evil ways and say yes to you. Lord, let this word be protected by the blood of Christ, and let it be before us all of our days while we are here in preparation for the things that are about to happen, that as we submit to light, we become light for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.